We're having a bit of a push for Alpha today. Okay, we start a week on Tuesday. We had an amazing course. We had an amazing course last time. There's people here today because of Alpha. Yes, and I'm not going to look at anywhere. I'm not looking anywhere. I'll look at you. You're here because of Alpha, the last Alpha, yeah. Anyway, over to you, Graham.
Okay. Actually, on the note that Kelly said, there has been quite a lot that's been going on in my family recently, but it's amazing how much peace that the Lord's given us throughout. It is just incredible. Anyway, on to Alpha. I'd heard of Alpha. I didn't really know a great deal about it, but what I had heard was actually quite positive. So when Kelly and Scott asked, well, basically they decided they were going to stop their home group and start to do Alpha on a Tuesday night, I was really quite excited to come and help out. And the biggest thing that hit me was how well organised it was, how professional it's put together, how thought-provoking the course is, but at the same time, it's really relaxed. It's non-confrontational and extremely gentle. A lot of thought and prayer has gone into the structure and content to make everybody feel welcome, valued and at ease. A typical session starts with a cuppa, as all good things do, and a bite to eat, a little buffet cake, bit of pizza. And that allows people, one, to get to know each other. And it also allows, if somebody's a bit late, running late, they're not coming in and disturbing anybody, any of the proceedings that are going on. Now, I find that actually quite difficult. Small talk is one thing that I'm not particularly comfortable with, but actually I found it all right. I really didn't find it stressful at all. After refreshments, we come down here and we take a seat and we listen to Scott sing a couple of worship songs. Joining in is optional, as with everything with Alpha. Some did and some didn't, but either was fine, and we had a really good mix of both. So thank you, Scott, for that. It was really good every week. Following Scott, one thing we do is we all sit down and we watch one of the Alpha videos. And they're normally around the 25-minute mark, and they cover a different topic each week. They're very, very informative, extremely well-scripted and professionally put together, and you'll see one of them a bit later. After the video, we split up into small groups between sort of 8 and 12 people. Each group has a host and a helper, or maybe even a couple of helpers. And I say the word host deliberately. The host's job is to ask a series of questions and start the discussion. It's not the host's job to answer all those questions or to preach. If the discussion wanders or stalls, then the host's job is to bring it back round and maybe start again. It's also in these small groups that people get to ask any of their own questions, and nothing is off limits. That's one of the beauty of Alpha, is you can come and you can ask absolutely anything, and you're not judged and your opinion is not devalued in any way. Now, this actually took me by surprise when I first saw it. How can people come to know more about Christianity if the person in charge of the group doesn't talk or preach? Another surprise came when I discovered the role of the helper. Now, Callie asked me to be a helper, and the role of the helper is to actually say very little, if anything at all. Now, if anybody knows me, when it comes to discussion and debates, me keeping quiet is quite alien. But Alpha is all about making people comfortable. If someone does not like to chat openly in a group and would rather just listen, they can. And seeing somebody else sit there and say nothing and just listen gives them that comfort to know that they're not alone. Prayer is introduced around session 5, and again, with everything in Alpha, this is optional. And people are not under pressure to either pray for people or be prayed for. Sessions 8, 9 and 10, now they really come in. That's when the Holy Spirit, and we do that in either a day or sometimes over a weekend. And I would say that those three sessions have the biggest impact of almost the entire course, witnessing so many people, not just those that had come on the course, but those leading the course, have been touched and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Was really, really special. It was an amazing, amazing day. So how does the course actually touch people's lives and introduce them to Christ? Well, I know that bashing people over the head with a Bible or headbutting them to the kingdom is not allowed on Alpha. And sometimes I know we all feel like that with some people. However, every part of the course, from beginning to end, is covered with prayer. And it's inspired by prayer. And when you ask God to turn up and touch people's life, a strange thing happens. He does. He does. So who is the Alpha course for? Honestly, anybody. I wouldn't have, and in fact I haven't had, any hesitation in inviting people on the course. Every step is designed to make people feel welcome, relaxed, included, and valued. It's not aimed or biased towards one specific denomination of the church. And in fact, the videos and the content is deliberately spread across all denominations in the church and the community as a whole. So now it comes down to, how do you invite people? Well, you could simply ask them. It's as simple as that. Or if you're scared of that, maybe send them a link to the Alpha website and they can register online from there. Maybe if you use Facebook or Twitter, put something on that. Or maybe if you're a little bit worried about talking to people, grab one of the leaflets and when it's dark, pop it through the letterbox and run away before they've seen you. How you invite people is unimportant. Inviting them really is important. Holy Trinity Brompton, for example, the church that actually started Alpha up in London, they've had over 1,500 people on one Alpha course. 1,500. Every single one of them had to be invited in some way or another by somebody. In fact, I have been told that some people, when they were queuing outside to get in, some people have joined the queue just to find out what the whole thing's about. Wouldn't that be amazing if we had that outside here? So far, personally, I've invited, since the last Alpha, about 8 people to come. And that's both in Truro and also to other Alpha courses, because they're spread all over the country. And you can see that on the website. As far as I'm aware, none of them have actually agreed to come on a course or registered as yet. But that's okay. Because one thing is certain, I have, at the very least, given them the opportunity to come and have a look and say yes or no, at the very least. Who do you know that needs that opportunity? I'll leave you with that, and thank you very much for listening to me. God bless.
Scott and I have a favourite DVD, Christian DVD, of all time. And it's by a band called Delirious. Yeah? And when, at the time that this album came out, we were seeing God do some incredible things, weren't we? Absolutely incredible. So it's always been very special to us. You'll see that it's not like a normal CD pack. It's actually, it's in a tin can, and the album's called Live in the Can. Now, that's actually a contradiction, because you won't find, or you shouldn't find, anything alive in a can, because the very process of canning means it destroys the life that's in there. Okay, so when you get your tin of peas, there's no point in sowing them in the garden, because the life's gone, all right? But actually, when it comes to the things of God, he cannot be canned, all right? So concerning God, we can have life in the can, as it were. There is nowhere that the power and presence of God cannot live, however confined. Now, why am I saying this? Two reasons. The first one is that today we're going to have some canned food. What we're doing today, and I've felt a real conviction from God about this, is I was given the opportunity to speak, and those of you who know me just know that I love to do that. But actually, as I kept going to God, Matt asked me before Christmas, and I've been going to God again and again and again, and there's been no download from the Spirit of God into my heart about a message other than simplicity of how to tell people about Jesus. And actually, on the Alpha course, we actually have a week that is called Why and How Should I Tell Others About Jesus? And we're going to watch that today. So there's a sense in which it's canned food, but you cannot can God. That's my first point. The second one is, there is an incredible, well, they're all incredible. There's a song on here that's a real challenge to us all, but also it's a cry of confidence and victory. There's a song on here that goes, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the one I love. And it's a really amazing song. It comes from Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where it says, Paul's writing, and he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to those who believe. This is why when Jesus said to his disciples before he returned to heaven, he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Now, the Holy Spirit does amazing work here, there, and everywhere. There's the fruit, the gifts, and so on. But he has come to make us witnesses for Christ. And friends, we're not to be ashamed of the gospel. Paul didn't say it, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel," like everybody else is. He didn't say it like a sense of feeling conviction, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." No, he said it as a cry of confidence and victory. "I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation for those who believe." The power of God unto what? Salvation to those who believe. And we need to get hold of this, folks. Do you know what? If there's one thing the enemy wants to stop us from doing, like, you know, yeah, he might want to stop us having fellowship, stop us doing this, but the biggest thing is he wants to stop us going out there and just in a very simple way, sharing the gospel with others. Okay? But we need to make a decision. Actually, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. That will be coming up in the DVD.